Yeah, okay.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I hope you're doing well. It's a tremendous chus and privilege we have tonight to learn from Rav Baruch Simon. Rav Simon, for those who don't know, is a Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva University, a very beloved Rebbe. He has a particular reputation for closeness with his Talmidim. He makes himself available literally throughout the day for questions from the entire country. He's published a number of Sfarim, most recently actually a Sefer on Rosh Hashanah. And with no further ado, Rav Baruch Simon.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi Shabtai. It's a big schus to be here on Zoom and to share some Divrei Torah. If anyone would like to share the screen, I always like to. It's always easier to give the shear if people put their cameras on. So it's always. And B'shus HaRabbanim, Rabbi Goldberg, Rabbi Moskowitz, Rabbi Shabtai, who I'm sure they're more Rabbanim. It's a big schus to be here. And Amitai, do you live in Florida now? No. Okay. At least I wasn't, I didn't think so. Okay. But it's good to see you all and be able to share some Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizuk, before Rosh Hashanah. We know that we say in the davening in Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the, so to speak, the birthday of the world. Hayom Haras Olam. And really, the Mefarshim explained that it's really the creation of man. Because the world was created, man was created at the end of the week on Rosh Hashanah, and the days before with the creation of man. So really, Rosh Hashanah is the day the Ran explains of the creation of human being, and therefore it's so to speak the birthday of mankind, And we know that the Pasuk tells us that a person's called Adam because he's Ofer Min Ha'adama. He's Ofer Min Ha'adama. He's created from the earth, from the ground. And the Maral Miprag explains that basically, what is the earth? The earth is potential. You have a land, a plot of land, and you can plant with it, you could sow, it could flourish, or you could leave the land dormant and it's just staying there, and maybe some weeds will come up or something like that, but it's basically just stay there and not have any productivity. And that's what a person is all about. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates a man just like he created the earth. And the man could flourish, he could educate himself, he can learn Torah, he could do different things, or he could just, be there and not flourish. And the Ramban writes in Parshas Vayera by the Akedah, of Aaron Soloveitchik used to like to quote this Ramban, that the point of life and the point of nisyonos in life is lahavi min hakoyach el hapoel. That all the potential that we have stored up in us is just potential. So it's our obligation to take that potential and come to fruition. So therefore, every year on Rosh Hashanah, when we're re-celebrating the birthday of the creation of mankind, we have to take note in terms of how have we been in regard to this obligation of menakoach el apoel? In other words, what things that we have capabilities of doing that just lay dormant and we didn't do? In terms of our learning, in terms of our davening, in terms of our relationships with other people. There's so many different things in our terms of our communal responsibilities. All these things, we have a lot of potential. I always like to say, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, it says, Vasisem, Vasisem Ola. Right? Kraftim Ola, Vasisem Ola. Right? And on Shavuos, we talk about that. What's the idea of, you know, it says, Vasisem Ola, that as soon as you were Nidon on Rosh Hashanah, you became a Beria Chadasha. But there's a vort that I always like to say from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael. Ari Merzov will know that Sefer. Divrei Yisrael. So, of Mazritz. And he says a beautiful idea of the Asisim Ola. He says it in a different context, and it's in, if you want to look it up, it's in Parshas Tzav. But it's such an important idea. He says, what's the idea of the Korban Ola? You know what a Korban Ola is? When do you bring a Korban Ola? So we know that the Korban Tamid was a Korban Ola, but the Chazal tell us Ola is Mechaper on Hirhurim, on thoughts. The Korban Ola is Mechaper on thoughts. So simple pshat means that if a person had a thought that wasn't a proper thought, so even though he's not punished by Bezdin, he didn't do anything, it's only a Machshava. But what? But he still needs atonement for that. But the Divrei Yisrael says a different pshat. And I'll tell you what the Divrei Yisrael says, and I think everyone in his own way could learn from this Divrei Yisrael. And that is, a lot of times we have thoughts to do something. You know, I'm going to call up this person I haven't spoken to in a long time. I'm going to read a shidduch for somebody. I'm going to be involved. You know, it's thoughts. And a lot of times, it just what? It stays as a thought. And it never came to fruition. And that's the hirhurim that the Korban Ola needs to be mechaper. Because we need kapara on the thoughts that just stayed as thoughts and never came menakoyach el apoyel. And we could look back at the previous year and see what were these thoughts in our lives that just remained thoughts. They were good ideas, good plans, but we never actualized them. It never came to fruition. And that, says the Yisrael of Parshas Tzav, is the real meaning or an additional meaning of the Korban Ola Mechaper on Hirhurim. It's interesting that the Ramban, when he uses this phrase, Bedakoyach El Apoyel, it's by the Akedah, by Nisyonos, that sometimes we're confronted with adversity. And what's the point of being confronted with adversity? Because when you're confronted with adversity, you could rise to the occasion. When you're not confronted with the adversity, then things are complacent and you don't rise to the occasion. Needless to say, at the end of this year, everyone was confronted with adversity. The world was confronted with adversity. And it could be very depressing. It could be very difficult. I myself, unfortunately, had a sit shiva for my father during this tkufa. You know, it's never easy for anyone to sit shiva. But in a situation where the Shiva, you know, is basically alone. There are a lot of phone calls, but you don't see people the same way. It's adversity. Everyone experienced some type of adversity in this. Some people in very severe ways, some people in less severe ways. But the positive aspect is when we're confronted with adversity, we could rise and we could help people and do things that perhaps we weren't able to help and do when life was what we call normal or regular, etc. And that's part, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives nisyonos, as the Ramban says, and we're going to read it on Rosh Hashanah by the Akedah. Menakoyach Elokim Nisos Avram, nisyonos bring a person menakoyach alapoyel. But you know, sometimes people become lazy and they don't want to take the next step of doing and acting and moving ahead. And they're very complacent. In fact, they're happy when an excuse comes up and enables them to easily not have to rise to the occasion. The Chasam Sofer once said in the Drasha, we say in the beginning, Rez Hashem will be saying it a lot on Yom Kippur, Al chet shechatanu lefanecha ba'onas uverotzon. So we say, we clap al chet to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we sinned onus under duress or mistakenly, and rotzon is willfully. So the Chasam Sofer says, I understand why we need to clap al chet for a rotzon, for doing something improperly, willfully. But why the onus? What's the al-chet for the onus? And there are a lot of different explanations. But the Chasam Sofer says, you know what the al-chet for the onus is? Because a lot of times in life, we should or we could do something. But we just don't want to. It's either laziness or being uncomfortable. But we really should be doing it. But if there's an excuse that comes up and says, oh, now I have an excuse. I didn't want to go to this occasion, but now there's a snowstorm. I don't know, it's easy to speak about snowstorms to people from Florida. But okay, you know, whatever the comparable thing would be in Florida, not a snowstorm. Whatever you use your imaginations, you know what the nature provides in your community. But now, it's good. I don't have to go. No one will have tainus on me because the onus came. So I'm very happy that the onus came because I didn't want to go anyway, even though you should have gone or whatever it is. But now, it's all good. I save face. I don't need to do what I really maybe should have been doing. And I had the rotzon to have this onus. It was great. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha. We clap al chet for the rotzon to have an onus to exempt us from doing what we should have been doing. And you know, that's what is brought down. And one of the mashkichim once said, he says, Avram Avinu, what did he do? Vayibaka atzei ola. He took these heavy pieces of wood and he carried them to the site of the Akedah. Now, that seems very strange. I mean, they were walking, you know, for 2 whole days, and then they got there on the 3rd day. I mean, what it is to carry wood for a 2-day journey, imagine that. Why didn't he just go with Yitzchak and he'll go to the site of the Akedah and he'll find something? Why did he do it before? And this Mashkiach said, because you know why? Because if sometimes, and this is the same idea of the Chasam Sofer, sometimes you don't want to do something. So this would have been a perfect out for Avraham. Hashem says, I want you to bring your son on the Akedah. I went there and there was no wood. Oh! So it's not like I really wanted to do what Hashem wanted. But, you know, I have a great excuse. I went there, but Avram is not like that. If this is really what Hashem wants, I'm going to make sure it's done. And therefore, the only way I can be sure that it's done is if I carry the wood with me from the get-go. But not by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu makes sure to carry it with him, because if that's what it needs to be, then I want to do it. If that's, in the end, that wasn't what Hashem wanted him to do. And that's the godless of Avraham Avinu, Vayibaka Atse Ola. And that's our life. Every day in life is another opportunity. The Pasuk says that we read in last week's Parsha, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim. The Zohar HaKadosh says, when it says Hayom, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. The Panech Raza, one of the Balei Tosfos, quotes this, and the Zohar has this as well. And the Sefer Yad Sholem explains also, because of the Hayom is that special day. But every day is a Yom. And every day we're going to be accountable for every day in our lives. What did we use this day for? Was it a meaningful day? Was it a useful day? And that's our life. And that's what we have to revisit every Rosh Hashanah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created Adam, and he created that Chafza of Adama. And our goal, as the Ramban says, l'havi min ha-koyach al-apoyel, to take the potential we have in it and come to fruition. And in life, there will always be opportunities for excuses. Sometimes we have to give the excuse to someone else, but very often we have to give the excuse to ourselves. Why didn't I do this for this person? Why didn't I do this? Yourself is talking to yourself. And yourself knows the truth. Yourself knows the truth of, did you really want to do it? Or you didn't want to do it? And we say in davening, we're going to start saying during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Zachreinu l'chaim melech chofetz b'chaim. V'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim l'man chelokim chaim. So the Mefarshim ask, why in the world do we say Zachreinu l'chaim in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, which is a bracha about Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not about Bakashos. Bakashos are for the later, the middle brachos. Why a bakasha here? The answer is a lot of different answers, but the Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha of Divinsk, said, because we're not asking life for our own pleasures. It's Lamantcha Lokim Chayim. That if we have life, then we could further praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and further bring a Kiddush Hashem. So that's Shevach. Our life is a vehicle of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it belongs very well in this part of Shemona Esrei, which is the Shevach of Ribono Shel Olam. And that's Rabbosai, and you should know, ultimately, the more you do, and the more you accomplish. Again, accomplishment could be if you make a simple phone call and you mechazik somebody. You know, a man told me about a certain Talmud Chacham. This man was going through a hard time. And this Talmud Chacham was a friend of his. And he knew that he's going through a hard time. But he knows that a person is going through a hard time, and you wake up in the morning, and it's cloudy, and it's, you get more depressed. You know, when you wake up, it's a nice, beautiful, sunny day. It gives you a simcha. So he would call him on every cloudy day. He knew, I have to call my friend up because he's in the dumps, and he'll even be more in the dumps if I don't call him. That's a sensitivity. That's a chashivas. No one's gonna criticize you if you didn't. But you knew what's right. Little things in life could be so significant. And that brings you min hakorach el hapoel. That's the words of the Divrei Yisrael. We have a lot of times we have good ideas. But just do them. And sometimes it's a big effort, and sometimes it's not such a big effort. It's just laziness, excuses. But we have to klap al chet shechatanu l'fanecha, ba'onus uveratzon. That we had that ratzon to have an onus. So this way, we don't have to do it. We're out, we're excused, etc. As we said before, this year was a very difficult year. The end part of this year. It was something that we've never seen in our lifetime, that our parents have never seen in their lifetimes. But the attitude we have to have is the Rambam in Perek Tes and Hilchos Tshuva, that why do we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should have health and parnasa and all these things? Because again, if we don't have these physical things taken care of, that will impede in our ability to bring out min hakoach el hapoel. And there might be a real excuse, not just a excuse that you made up. We don't want to have excuses. We want to live our lives to the whole. And sometimes in this situation, we could do things, as we said before, that we weren't able to do for people and for ourselves in regular situations. I'll conclude with a beautiful idea. The Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavne explained the following. You know, in the Shmon Esrei for Musaf, not on, when we get to the Sholosh Regalim. So it says, V'hareinu b'vinyano, v'samcheinu b'sikuno. That Hashem should see us, He should show us the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and He should cause us happiness with its fulfillment and its rebuilding. So there's a famous kasha. Rashi says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Masechta Sukkah, that the third Beis HaMikdash should come prefab min haShamayim. Great, prefab min haShamayim. No. So Frekta Maril Diskin, Rav Yishuv Leib Diskin. But if it's going to come prefab, we're going to lose out on the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. There's a mitzvah to build a base of Mikdash. So Hashem is going to take away our mitzvah. Hayitochei? He would do such a thing? We have a mitzvah d'oraisa of Asuli Mikdash. So if it's prefab, what do we have left? So says the Maril Diskin, that the Pasuk says in Eicha, Tovu ba'aretz she'areha, that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were buried. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they took the gates and they put it under the earth. The Chazal say when the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come back, we're going to unearth those gates and we're going to put them up. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra, if you put up gates to a palace, that's a kinyan chazaka on the palace. So he says like this, Areinu b'vinyano, says Rav Yishua Leib, that's, we're spectators. We're going to see the Reis HaMikdash prefab come down. But what's our chelek? It's the tikuno. It's what? The hamadus hasharim. That's the tikuno. We're going to fix up. We're going to put in the makeh bepatish of fixing up that last step of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rav Yishua Leib. So the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Rav Goldwicht, the Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne Zatzal, he added one knetch. When it comes to the binyan, the prefab, it doesn't say simcha. We're going to see it. Won't we be happy? Won't we be enjoying to see such a miraculous thing coming down min Hashamayim? True. But you didn't do anything. There's no fulfillment. Hareinu. But the tikuno, the hamada sharim that was done by the Bnei Yisrael, they unearthed it. They did a physical act to put it up. V'samchenu. Because the more that you're going to do in life, the more excuses you have to not to do, the less fulfillment you'll have in life, and the less simcha you'll have in life. The more you do meaningful things in a batamt way, in a tsanua way, but you do things of content, and the more you do, and the more you do it b'ofen tsanua, the greater simcha you're going to have, because the greater fulfillment you'll have. And that's the celebration of the creation of man. Adam. Lashon Adam. The Maharal says that this piece of earth could be barren. Or it could be, Rav Yitzchak Cohen always likes to quote the Pasuk in Mishlei, where the lazy person goes to the field and he sees it just grew wildness. Just nothing there. He says, "Ra'isi v'lakachti musar." Pasuk says, "I saw this barren land, just weeds and this. I took musar for myself." Ra'isi v'lakachti musar. So as we come now, as we're going to tomorrow evening, we're going to start Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to think about many things, and to think of the celebration of our recreation. And what have we done to make it meaningful or more meaningful than it was in the past? And that's, if we didn't think about this, we still have 24 hours till tomorrow evening when Rosh Hashanah starts to think how this can relate to my life. What things could I do that I haven't been doing? What acts of kindness? What things of the community? What things of my family? Sometimes, as people often say, we always look about, okay, what can we do for the community? But we always can never forget what we could do for our spouse and our children, and not to neglect that as well. And what could we be better mechanchim to our family and to our children? And that's Bezer Hashem, the goal, one of the goals of Rosh Hashanah, of Hayom Haras Olam, the creation of man. That Bezer Hashem should be one of the goals that we're going to think about during Rosh Hashanah. Because as we blow the shofar, it's the Shem Yishmur says, that's Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. That's the creation of man. That's all about Briyas Adam. That man was created, Hashem blew in a neshama to man. And that's our goal. To use our neshama, to use our guf, to service our neshama. And Bez Hashem, when we get to that, and we realize that, when we come to Sukkot and we say, Vareinu b'minyono, the Samchenu b'sikuno, and the Musaf Shmonesrei, will understand what simcha really is and what fulfillment really is. And the more you do, you think, the more you do, you'll be unhappy. The more you do, the happier you'll be. The happier you'll be. And Be'ez Hashem, I wish you all a year of simcha, a year of fulfillment, a year that we can take our kochos min hakoch el hapoel la'avdecha b'lev avshalem ha'kasiva v'chasima tova lanu u'lechol Beis Yisrael.
Thank you so very much for your time and the